The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
2017 is going to be a volatile economic year. We may see politicians throughout the world attempting to control central bank policies. Several renowned financial analysts have warned that political interference in central bank policies may mean our economic misses of inflation and growth targets. Gold is an international currency that can't be issued or controlled by governments. If you don't have the only hard currency that has outlasted every politician and every failed idea of governments for centuries, you need to speak to Goldline right now and learn how easy it is to add gold to your portfolio or IRA. Now is the time to diversify your financial portfolio by adding gold. Call 1-800-913-GOLD. Buying real gold is easy and fast at Goldline. And you're going to be happy that you finally made the call. 1-800-913-4653. Goldline also offers price protection against short-term market fluctuations on qualifying purchases. So buy with confidence. Read Goldline's important risk information and find out if buying gold is right for you. Call Goldline. 1-800-913-4653.
Last night, Cal, Chris, and I were invited to dinner by a friend of ours who was in from out of town.
Actually, invited for lunch and dinner.
Lunch and dinner.
Well, I only got dinner. I didn't get lunch.
Well,
I wasn't privy to both.
Okay.
You should have gone to lunch with us. It was really good.
I'm sure it was.
It was so good, we went back 2 days in a row because LA Burger rocked. We were there yesterday.
I'm sure it is.
No, day before yesterday and then yesterday.
It's okay. I know you sent me an invite. Something just happened in the, I didn't get the text. I know you sent it, though.
No, we didn't send any invite.
You told us you couldn't go to dinner last night because you need a babysitter.
Yeah.
I did not say I couldn't go to dinner. I said I can go to dinner. I just got to get a babysitter,
right.
And that I did.
Right, yeah. So you got a babysitter and you went, but that indicates that you don't have a lot of free time.
Yeah.
So
it's difficult. I don't have that much free time.
So could you have gone to lunch too?
What time was lunch?
Lunchtime. What time is lunch? It was 8 p.m.
it was right after dinner.
Middle of the day. Immediately followed by dinner.
What happens after dinner? We had lunch.
All right, I'm not privy to this schedule.
It was lunchtime.
After dinner.
Lunchtime yesterday, the last 2 days.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Did you go to the wall? The little board that we have that we told you about last month.
That's right, on the makeup.
No, I was too busy working. Sorry.
Oh, we'll see.
Oh, that's on
I know,
us.
You guys are all off.
Could you have gone to lunch the last 2 days?
Depending on the time, I mean, you
lunchtime.
That's not a time. When I tell you what time is lunch, you tell me lunchtime. That's not a time.
Lunchtime is somewhere between 10:30, 11 a.m. to 1:30. 1:30, somewhere in there.
I could do something in there. Yes, I could.
Okay, well, you could have gone the last 2 days. Yeah. You need to tell us this stuff or check the board.
I don't have time to check the board. If I get an invite, I get an invite. If I don't,
have you been to the LA Burger?
Here? You guys go
the local place.
You know, what's really funny is that
it was good.
Wade, cameraman
Wade went with us yesterday, and so did Diane.
And Diane, they saw the side on the board. And the day before that was Carrie and Brad.
That's right. And I paid yesterday. I took everybody to lunch yesterday.
I'm just missing out on all the fun stuff.
Kirk loved LA Burger. You like LA Burger.
Hey,
right?
Kirk, you went with us, right?
Yeah, man. I've never been there.
Yeah,
it's great.
Good stuff. Now, the day before, our buddy Adam, who's in from Chicago, took us all out to lunch. And it was us and then Carrie and Brad.
They read the board.
2 days in a row. So that's good. We're not going today, though.
Right. No.
So we've got our fill. We got some things.
All right, I brought my lunch.
Okay. We could go today then.
We could, yeah.
We could go today.
I'll find out about it tomorrow.
For example, it's like after having dinner last night, would you have preferred to go to lunch or dinner?
After dinner, go to lunch?
Would you decide? Like, would you like to go to La Burger?
Because we went out to a nice steak place
last night.
I've never tried La Burger. Is it, that was called
La Burger. Burger. Yeah, it's targeted for female Latinas.
Mm-hmm. I've never tried that, so I can't really judge, but the dinner was good. I enjoyed dinner.
It was good stuff.
A tasty dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So which would you have rather had?
Yeah, which would you rather have?
I can't really judge since I haven't had La Burger.
It's a burger versus a steak.
And you had a nice piece of steak.
Like a nice sit-down steak place we went to last night. Very nice, expensive steak.
Yeah.
Or you can do a burger, which is very good.
It kind of depends on my mood, really, you know, if I'm in the mood for a steak or a burger.
Also, I don't think he's getting the price.
Yeah,
here.
He's not getting
it. Okay. I get that it's more expensive, but that doesn't necessarily mean better.
Yes, it does.
It's more expensive.
Usually when food is more...
But you could buy your own burger and then, you know, somebody buys you a steak. Although in this case you would have,
I could buy my own steak. I'm
but
all right.
Then again, I personally, I'm not saying Doc, but I personally did not want to give so much Muslim to Adam because it's the first time he met a Muslim.
Right.
So I didn't want to be.
It's not the first time, but he's not around a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
I didn't want to culture shock them. You know, you cannot have
ready. Okay, hold on a second.
You can't have. Hold on. No, 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 no. Hold on.
No. Can I just say something?
Sure.
You don't want to culture shock. Don't want to culture shock a Muslim to Adam. But I'm the culture shock. You're
yes.
not the culture.
No, I'm not the culture shock.
You're not. I'm the
no.
culture shock.
No.
Okay. All right. I just want to clarify.
Last time I check.
Okay.
Puerto Ricans.
That's okay. Okay.
Puerto Ricans.
I just want to clarify. No. Okay. You don't even need to explain.
Much
to explain.
More friendlier
I just
to the Jewish
to get
people
out there. I just
than
to make,
a Muslim
I just
to the
to
Jewish
get
people.
A and B. You know, I get it. No need to explain. Okay. I'm the culture shock. Okay.
You
okay.
are the culture
okay.
shock.
All right. Cool. Okay. Okay. Good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for explaining.
It was
okay.
a good time, though. You should have been there.
I'm sure it was
so
a great time.
Check the
I'm
makeup
sure next
door.
Time.
There's the lesson in there.
No,
that's
I'm
a
not
lesson.
Gonna, I'm not
and by the way, what's up with you guys? Do you not have no cigars?
I couldn't do it last night. I've been sick.
I'm here puffing and huffing a Cuban cigar
mm-hmm.
for the first time, trying to keep the smoke not to choke me. You guys didn't enjoy me.
I feel
a little
sick.
Left
it
out.
It kills my sinuses right now. I've been
I
sick,
enjoy
so it'll kill me.
Inhaling fumes.
That's right. So, I mean, he lived in New York for years. He doesn't enjoy no. inhaling fumes like that.
Not directly.
Yeah. No, gotcha.
So secondhand smoke was okay.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-803-6951.